This is a Miskatonic University special report.
Hello, this is Keeper Murph from the Miskatonic University podcast, and today we have a special report with Michael O'Brien, MOB himself, from Chaosium.
G'day, everyone, from Melbourne, Australia.
How is the weather down in Melbourne, Australia today?
Looks rather pleasant. It's rather warm out there. I've just got back from Berlin and Poland. I went to CarcosaCon last week, and so I've had to readapt.
I saw the pictures on Twitter, and it looked fantastic.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Black Monk Games, the Polish licensee who were publishing a new edition of Call of Cthulhu, were the people who put on that convention, and CarcosaCon was in the most amazing castle, Choka Castle, which has secret corridors and hidden rooms and secret panels in the doors and things like that. And as we were driving up, my colleague Rick said, this castle's got to have a secret German radio room in the basement. And you know what? It did.
Wow, man. It looked really cool. That castle is unbelievable. I'm so jealous you guys got to go there.
Yeah, it was. And as I understand it, they're planning for this to be an annual event. So, hopefully people can get out there next year and have a great time. It was a fantastic Cthulhu-themed convention. There was lots going on. There was a great team of people. And it was a long way for me and my wife to go, but it was well worth it. The other thing we did before that, you may have also seen, is we had a Chaosium summit in Berlin, where we got some members of the team together because we're such a distributed company. It's great to have opportunities to meet together face to face, and we did some planning for the year ahead, and we made some decisions about some new products and some new directions. One thing we announced was Lynn Hardy, who is our assistant or associate Call of Cthulhu line editor. Lynn, we announced, is coming to work for us full time.
Oh, nice.
Which is terrific. Yeah, some people, or actually a lot of people, thought she was working for us full time, but in fact she wasn't, but now she is. So that is terrific news. So she's working with Mike Mason, and so she'll be, her title will be the Associate Line Editor for Call of Cthulhu going forward.
That is such good news. Congratulations to Lynn. It really couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah, we're really excited to have her as a full-time member of the team. Yeah, it's terrific. The other product we launched, we weren't in the right country to do it, but we also launched Terra Australis, the new source book for Call of Cthulhu Adventures in Australia. We launched that in physical product about the same time that we launched Berlin, the Wicked City as well. So that's now currently out that you can buy in print. We're really excited about that book. You probably remember Terra Australis, the original, from 1987. This is a new edition of the book. It's about 80% new content, though it does involve many of the original writers of that first release. And that's a great, I guess you could say, who's who of Call of Cthulhu writers based in Australia. People like Mark Morrison and Penelope Love, Jeff Gillen, Richard Watts, and so on. I'm pretty excited about that release because I live in Australia, and it's great to have Call of Cthulhu Adventures happening, right outside your door. I did a quick video when I got a physical copy of the book, just to show people what it looked like. I went down to the park at the end of my street and showed that off. And it dawned to me after I did that Steve Irwin, if you remember,
oh yeah,
poor Steve. even though his zoo and everything was way up in Queensland where all the saltwater crocodiles and things, he actually grew up in the suburb that I currently live in here in Melbourne. And he walked through that park to get to primary school. So that was my very weird angle of mentioning that when I was showing off the video. Because we do have a chapter in the Terra Australis book about all the dangerous flora and fauna in Australia that you can encounter.
It should be a very large chapter, if I'm honest.
It could be a lot. It actually isn't a long chapter, but it could be one. I just think that it's very interesting that, you know, we don't even need the mythos in Australia to make life very deadly for investigators.
Not at all, man.
Well, I will say that I live in the far south of the Australian continent, and generally as a rule, the flora and fauna gets more dangerous the further north you go. So down here, we do have poisonous spiders and snakes and other things, but probably it's the great white sharks down here that are probably the most deadly. But yeah, as you go further north, things tend to get more and more deadly. I think they have spiders that eat birds up in Queensland. I remember seeing that on the internet.
Yeah, that's enough for me. I'm a bit of an arachnophobe. Anything that can take down a bird is a big old nope from me.
I agree, that's fairly alarming. But yeah, so the Terra Australis book does have a small chapter on some of the dangerous flora and fauna, but there's plenty of mythos things here in Australia that can do you in as well. And we're really excited to have released that book. I've put up on the Chaosium website, we've done a few interviews with some of the people that were involved in writing the book, talking about how it was all put together. So that's currently out. And the other really good connection to that, of course, is Masks of Nyarlathotep, which came out, has the Australia chapter in it that the original didn't have. And so now we've got another source book of Australian adventures that if you've had some fun here and your investigators have survived, well, you could keep doing some more exploring.
That's really good news. I know a lot of people have been waiting a long time for that to show up. Also, and the reason that I actually pulled you on the show today is you guys just had some massive news come out.
Yeah, that was another thing we talked about with the team at our summit in Berlin, and that is that we have another person joining the team, and that is John Wick.
Famously from John Wick Presents.
Famously from John Wick Presents. So John is the creator of the 7th Sea RPG, and Chaosium has acquired the 7th Sea RPG, and we've also got John Wick coming to work for us as he is joining Chaosium and will have creative oversight of 7th Sea and be the principal author of 7th Sea. And I'm also very excited that John will be writing for other Chaosium game lines as well, for which John has, you know, very clearly shown that he has great affection for Chaosium games. As you know, Greg Stafford passed away last year in October, which was a great shock to everybody. And John wrote a very well-received memorial for Greg, called The Grey Crane, which was all about how the influence that Greg Stafford had on game design and on John personally as a game designer. It was a great piece. John actually coined something called the Stafford Rule. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Stafford Rule.
I have, actually.
Yeah. And the Stafford Rule is that well, pretty much anything in game design, Greg Stafford did it 20 years ago. That's just how talented and innovative Greg was. So to John, Greg Stafford was a wonderful influence. And so he's very excited to join the company. His statement that he said about it is, my first RPG was a Chaosium game. My second RPG was a Chaosium game. My third RPG was a Chaosium game. Say I'm excited to join the Chaosium team just doesn't do it. I've respected and admired the company for over 30 years. I'm joining the same company who started me on this journey, and I couldn't be prouder. So that's a pretty good statement to say when you're coming to.
You know, that's high praise, honestly.
Yeah. So we're really, really happy that that's happening. So the 7C Kickstarter that was done in, I think it was in March 2016. At the time, the biggest RPG Kickstarter that had ever taken place. And maybe there's been a bigger one since, I'm not sure. Even though it was that great success, the Kickstarter ran into some difficulties getting all of the things fulfilled for it. And that's where Chaosium's going to be stepping in and will be taking over the fulfillment of that Kickstarter and delivering the remaining rewards to backers. We, as you would know, we have some experience about taking over Kickstarters that were having some trouble. And, there I'm specifically talking about the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu Kickstarter and Horror on the Orient Express. So what happened is in 2015, when Greg Stafford and Sandy Peterson came back to take over the reins at Chaosium, they bought in the company Moon Design Publications, which I work for, which involved Rick Mintz, myself, Neil Robinson, and Jeff Richard. And we, the big thing that we had to do to get Chaosium back on track was deliver the 7th edition Kickstarter and finish off the Horror on the Orient Express Kickstarter, which we managed to do. So we're going to do the same thing for 7C.
That's fantastic news, Mike. I'm glad to hear it, actually. I know there's a lot of people out there who are waiting for the last remnants of that 7C Kickstarter to float in. Do you have any sort of timeline that you can give us on when that might be happening?
No, we will be able to do that very soon. So the key thing that we've done is matching the announcement to the wide world that John's joining us. John also updated the Kickstarter backers about this too. So they were the first people to be told. And at the moment, we're not going into specific details about timelines. We're working all of that stuff out now. But yes, we're going to set up a timeline to get the final rewards for that Kickstarter and the Katai Kickstarter, which was a related Kickstarter for 7C Second Edition, sorted out. But yeah, all of that will be announced and revealed in coming weeks. Maybe months. The other thing that we're doing is over the coming weeks, we're going to start migrating 7C products and content to the Chaosium website. And at DriveThruRPG, we'll set up a 7C forum at the Chaosium forums at BRP Central. And in general, we'll be migrating what was on the John Wick Presents website over to the Chaosium website. And that's something that we'll start on. And it just takes a bit of time to get all of that sorted.
Can
out.
We expect a print run of 7C with the Chaosium emblem on the cover?
Yes, yeah. So it's going to be a Chaosium product going forward. It's a bit like last year we announced that the Pendragon RPG, King Arthur Pendragon, that also became a Chaosium product again. That had been done by a company called Nocturnal Media, which was owned by Stuart Wick, and you may be aware that Stuart Wick sadly passed away about 2 years ago, and which was another tragedy for the RPG industry. And then Greg died in October. Before Greg died, he was aware that we were in the discussions about bringing Pendragon back to Chaosium. So going forward, the Pendragon RPG will begin to have the Chaosium logo on it as well.
And we can get physical forms of the Pendragon RPG now, right?
The Pendragon RPG is currently out. So Nocturnal Media bought out the current 5.2 edition of Pendragon, and that is available in print and PDF and everything else. So we're currently selling that right now. We have no particular plans for a new edition of that game anytime soon. When the new edition comes out, it would have the Chaosium logo on it. If we reprint the 5.2 edition, I can't tell you off the top of my head how many copies we have of that in stock, but if we went round to printing a new edition of that, then yes, we'd put the Chaosium logo on it as well. So that's now on our website as well. We're really excited about that. And David Larkins, who Greg at Gen Con last year announced was taking over as the line editor for Pendragon, he has also joined Chaosium as the line editor for Pendragon going forward. And interestingly, you may have seen we released in PDF a new Call of Cthulhu source book called Berlin, the Wicked City. Have you seen that one?
I have, yeah.
That, the principal author of that is, in fact, David Larkins. So even though he's our Pendragon line editor, he's got a couple of strings to his bow as well. So he was the principal author of Berlin, the Wicked City.
Yeah, you're spreading the love around there.
Yeah,
you think we can
yeah.
see a Call of Cthulhu book written by John Wick in the near future?
We could very well. I know that John is very keen to get the 7th Sea Kickstarter stuff all sorted out. But beyond that, he is keen to do other products for Chaosium. He loves our games. I know that he's got some things in mind for Pendragon and also for RuneQuest. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's got something for Call of Cthulhu in mind as well. So we're really excited about that for sure. By the way, on the Wicked City, it was great that we were able to release the PDF when we were all in. Sadly, David Larkins wasn't there, but there was quite a few members of the Chaosium team. So we were able to launch the PDF of Berlin, the Wicked City, when we were in Berlin last week, which was a lot of fun.
That is pretty neat that you were able to do that. Not many companies are able to.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a good opportunity while we were there. We actually went down to the iconic elephant gates of the Berlin Zoo, which were not far away from where we were meeting, and we staged a fairly cheesy photograph there. And away we went.
Yeah, I saw the photo. It looked like it was fun. It looked like you guys were having a blast, actually.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun. So we say that the sun never rises on Chaosium because there's always somebody working away hard at night somewhere around the world, because we have people in various countries all plugging away. But when we get an opportunity to meet together like that face-to-face, it's a wonderful opportunity to meet with each other and do some planning and collaborating. And we had quite a few interesting outcomes come out of that meeting, which we'll be announcing in due course.
I really appreciate you coming on the show, Michael. It was great to have you, and I hope that we can get you back on the show soon.
Yeah, that would be my pleasure. I really enjoy listening to your podcast. If there are other things that we can talk about, I'd be more than happy to have you join us, or in fact, other members of the Chaosium team. Well, eventually, you might have John Wick on the show too.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.